Welcome to WLER Radio, the Lost Exploration Podcast. A podcast devoted to theories, spoilers, speculation, and anything else lost. Hello, and welcome to the Lost Exploration Podcast. I'm not joined by Jordan today, and this is just a quick update, because we have now got the Lost 2008 Alternate Reality game, which I'm dubbing the 2008 Lost Experience, or the Lost Experience version 2. And basically, the Oceanic Airlines site was scrapped a while back, and we now have a new one. So, to start the whole Lost Experience off, you just need to type in flyoceanicair.com, and that comes up with just a web page with one video on it. And there was a video on it before, a couple of days ago, but this one is an updated version of that video, and it's been hacked into by a man named Sam Thomas, whose partner was on board Flight 815 working as a flight attendant. Now on this video, text comes up saying find815.com. So you go ahead and enter that into your browser and hit that, and what you need to do when you get to find815.com is to actually register on that site, and that way you can keep track of all your progress through what they're calling chapters of the actual alternate reality game. And basically, the first chapter has been released, which I've completed, and it's more or less a case of finding clues in things such as emails. Now, if you haven't already played it, stop the podcast right now, because this is kind of spoilers, I would say. Okay, there's a couple of things, observations that I've made from playing the ARG, and the first one is that we see a news clip of them saying that Flight 815 has not been found. So this obviously leads me to believe that either Naomi was lying about Flight 815 being found, or that the ARG is taking place before Naomi actually got on the island, which is possible. However, I tend to lean over towards the other side. Another thing that has come to light from watching some of the videos is that we found that the email was sent from themaxwellgroup.com. Now, if you visit that actual web address, if you type it in your browser, it comes up with a page with a login screen. And if you just hit submit, it comes up with a little message to say that the authentication server is down at the moment, and it will be fixed on the 2nd of January, tomorrow. So I will be back with updates on that. So that should be interesting. However, it does require a username and password, or it probably will do, to actually access the site. So I've been thinking of some usernames, and I haven't really come up with anything for usernames, but for passwords, obviously there's everything that was on that list that was featured in the video. As for usernames, I'm not too sure, really. Anyway, that's about it for this quick, short episode. However, in a few minutes' time, I'm going to post a video walkthrough, which actually shows you everything that you have to do to complete Chapter 1. And if you can't be bothered to do it yourself, then you could just watch the video, and you will still know everything that you need to in order to follow the second edition of The Lost Experience. Thank you for listening to The Lost Exploration Podcast. I will be back with updates, probably in a day's time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Lost Exploration Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. In the meantime, please check out the website at lostexploration.com. You can also call the voicemail at 267-276-1408. And of course, you can email Luke at luke@lostexploration.com. Thank you, and check back soon.